still living, that's when you have to express the vidu. Kloima be'oid shebehemas akorm chayo v'loi mishenishchato. The shechita is the beginning of the expiation of korban, and nothing of the expiation can work if it isn't preceded by a total tshuva. And the tshuva is total only when it's expressed in vidu dvorim. Ve'idom rushom lomadnu chiyuv avidui. This posuk happens to be mentioned in reference to one of the chatoim of Torah, lemitamei mikdash v'kadoshov. If anyone enters into the sanctuary, into the Beis Hamikdash, when he is a tomei without purifying himself in tvila b'mikveh, or if he should eat of the sanctified food of a korban without tvila, that's what it's talking about, this crime. Minayin atomar b'sha'ar kol ha-mitzvahs. How do you know that in reference to all mitzvahs, it's the same? Kloimar, sha'amikro hazeh, this posuk that we've mentioned, bo, is mentioned befarshes vayikro, in the sin of metame mikdash v'kodoshov. Minayin atomar b'sha'ar kol ha-mitzvahs. How do we know that it doesn't specifically refer only to this mitzvah, but all mitzvahs, if one does not perform them, any chet calls for tshuva, any korban calls for tshuva with vidu. Dechsiv daber al bnei Yisrael v'his vadu. Kloimar, shenidreish hakosuv, we are to understand the posuk, kiilu lo nichtav al dovor miyuchot, as if it were not written on one specific sin, mitame mikdash v'kadoshov, but it speaks about sin in general, that sin calls for vidu. Here you're talking in reference to a korban. The korban is not sufficient. It cannot expiate unless you have with a tshuva. Suppose someone has to go through the punishment of the death sentence, or of kores, which is not a sentence imposed by a bezdin of men, but it's a sentence of death imposed by Hashem Yisborach. Suppose his punishment is so severe, maybe that expiates without vidu dvorim. Shenehamar gabi vidu av v'achri mois, there it's written in the Torah that on Yom Kippur, when Aaron says the vidui for all of Klal Yisrael, it says lechol chatosom, for all sins. V'dorshu zichronim livrocho, what does this kol chatosom mean? The rabbis mitzvahs loisase, all commandments, prohibitive commandments. V'chiyasu dichsiv kam, and yasu means a positive act. The rabbis mitzvahs ase, that when you were supposed to perform an act and you didn't perform it, that sin also calls for v'isvadu. Kloimar in bitel mitzvahs ase, if there was a mitzvah sasei shoyoyochola, says that he could have performed and he did not perform it, if he wasn't in a position to perform it, so he's an onus, he's been forced into it, and that's not a sin, that doesn't call for expiation. But if he could perform it and did not by his own will, then chayov liisvadu soleo. The oid dorshu zichronom livrocha shom b'mechilto. Mikol chatoi so'odom includes something else. Mimashe beinoi leven chaveiro. Chatoi so'odom, not only kol chatosom between man and his God, mikol chatoi so'odom between man and his fellow man. Gneveis, zeilois, loshen hora, chas v'sholom, you bear slander against your fellow man. This is a terrible crime, and it calls for tshuva. Without tshuva, loshen hora, chazal tell us, ein lo chelek lo olam habo. Even though it seems to be so insignificant, what did I do? I only wagged my tongue a little bit. But there's no difference whether you kill someone with a knife or you kill him by wagging your tongue. But you're killing him. You have to realize this. And this is what Lashon Hara, what slander amounts to. Not only are individuals killed by it, communities are killed by it. Institutions are killed by it. And then when you ask a person, what did you do? I did nothing. Well, I said a few words. So what? The Torah says there is no such thing as so what. Lashon Hara ein lo chelek la'olam habo. They don't want us up there when we do these things. The good ones who come there don't feel comfortable in the company of Lashon Horanikis. Even those Lashon Horanikis who have bridge clubs for it here. So maybe they'll find their bridge clubs members in another place, but not there. That's what Lashon Hara means. And these are things that are practically not only not observed, not even realized, that there is something involved in this, that you're actually killing people. And you say you did nothing. That's what we are accustomed to saying and to hearing. So I made a joke. Fine thing. I just saw that a kid killed his own father. The police asked him. So yeah, I meant it only for a joke. That's what it is. There's no difference. You kill a human being and I meant it for a joke. You wag a tongue and you kill him. I meant it for a joke. That's Lashon Hara. The interesting thing is that when Chazal wanted to point out the Nodem Lachaveri, they pointed out these three things. Gnevis, Zelis, overstepping your bounds and taking what doesn't belong to you. Gneve and Zele, not to control yourself and be satisfied with what has been granted to you by Hashem Yisborach. If you had needed that, He would have given it to you. He didn't give it to you, so it's not yours. Why did you take it? But together with that, they mention Lashon Hara. To such an extent is the severity of this Lashon Hara sin that we don't seem to realize. A world is always engaged in it. And when you then think of a Chofetz Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Livroche, you begin then to realize what indeed he represented. The Chofetz Chaim didn't shut himself up away from society and keep his mouth shut. I heard from an Adam Godel of the previous generation that there was no one in the Chofetz Chaim's age who was continually using his tongue as much as the Chofetz Chaim. But he knew how to use it. He never spoke Lashon Hara. Not to speak? Certainly, you don't speak anything, you don't speak Lashon Hara. But to keep continually speaking, continually Musa, continually Toye, continually in Yonei HaKlal, continually Chesed with the Yochid, and never Lashon Hara. That's why he was the Tzadik Hadov. Mi ho'ish hechafetz chayim ohev yomim lirois toiv. Who indeed is the person who desires life, who's really interested in life? Ohev yomim, who loves those days in which one can see goodness. Nitzor leshoncha meiro, sfosecho midaber nimo. Guard your tongue from slander, from Lashon Hara. That was the Chofetz Chaim. That was the name of the work that he created on the laws of Lashon Hara. And for many years, no one knew who the author was. He wasn't interested in parading before a world, see what a Gaon I am, see what a scholar I am, because the work is beyond belief in its breadth and depth of Torah knowledge and the acumen, the sharpness of the Torah mind. in a field that had never been approached before, the field of Loshon Hora, to bring to Jews the recognition that this is Torah and that it has to be observed. For years, people did not know who the author was, and therefore, when he finally became known, no one called him Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen. He remained forever Chofetz Chaim. That's when one guards himself against Loshon Hora. If you don't at least be a Baal Teshuva, try to correct it. Realize what it means. Realize what it leads to. Chatas ha'odom bein odom lachavere. The act is something insignificant. It's only a few words. But the results, the effect, can be the same, if not worse. The knife stuck into the fellow's heart. That's Loshon Hora. Zeles, Gneves, Loshon Hora. V'zeh ha'vidui tzorech be'emes. When you have vidui over sins and crimes that involve man and his fellow man, there is a previous obligation that precedes the tshuva. Tzorech be'emes sheyoshiv achomas asher b'chatos, to return that which you have taken. Because she'im loikein, if you keep the gneve and you come along papza chotosi, he does tshuve, vidui dvorim, goshamti, bogadeti, gozalti. That's the gimel, he says it, but he keeps the gzele. He doesn't return the gzele. Mutov shele yisvade alze. It's better that he shouldn't do tshuve. Certainly not express it in vidui, because he makes a laughing stock of the vidui. Gozalti, and I'm sorry. If you're sorry, what's the gzela doing in your possession? What's the gzela doing in your possession? Oshamti, bogadeti, gozalti, and at the same time he's thinking of a new business deal where he'll be able to get for himself something that belongs to the other fellow. During the vidui, that's what his thoughts are occupied with. He came in episode Nabisalatunim and Finyenim, and Klapzach and Hartz and Klapzach. Klapzach! Some clap, clap, make it very loud, these clip. Mihir Mamis has about Shuva Sagwald in the world. It's Klapzach the Hartz is really. Or the Vostrachter, Mishas Maise. Or the Nergizog Gozalti. He came in episode, them business deal do it for him. Das ist ein Business Deal durch coole Gneve. Ich sage, du sollst Gozalti, you should at the same time think no more this kind of business. If not, Mutav Shele Yisvade would be better that he shouldn't have Vida. And it works for those who give thought to it. It works. I think I told the class about a young man whom I had the privilege of speaking in New York to the alumni. This is 4 years ago, Ben Kessel Osser, 3 years ago, Ben Kessel Osser, in New York. And I spoke about these crimes, because as great as they are throughout the country, I think the central focal point of it all is New York. The city itself is a form of gnevi. That's New York. And I spoke about it. After the talk, a young man came over and said he would like to discuss something with me after Maitiv. And after Maitiv, he came over and we had a discussion, a very interesting discussion. He says, today, this was a Sunday evening, it's Aseres Yemei Teshuva. I've been in a business for the last 10 years, a glass business, puts in glass. window's broken, you order it from him. Building is being built. He provides the glass. He installs it. For the last 10 years, I've been in business and I've been successful. And I, as one of the partners, part of my duties are to write out the statements. I do the statements. And during these 10 years, very interesting thing, during these 10 years, if I put in 20 foot of glass, the statement read 30 feet. If I put in 10, the statement read 15 feet. That's the way it's been. This morning, I was making these statements. And I was doing the very same thing. And it suddenly struck me, Gebal! Chaseres mit Shul! I asked him, are your customers Jewish also? He says 90% of them are Jewish customers. So for 10 years, you've been an actual thief. This Chaseres mit Shul happened to strike him. So I said, so what you do? He called someone. So what did this someone tell you? Well, he told me after 10 minutes that he's busy, he's got another call. So I said, this fellow should be removed from his position as a rabbi, because he's a ganav also. You call up a rabbi and you tell him you've been a ganav for the past 10 years, what should we do? And I said, he should have told you, try to give back the money to whom you know today and do tshuva for the chatoy. If he had something to discuss with you and he remained in the middle of the discussion, so izeh lechei hagan. But, so now what do you intend doing? What do you intend doing now? He said, after hearing this shmuas, I decided once and for all, no more! You know, between a resolution and its actual practice is a long distance, especially when you always have 15, 20 feet more of glass than you can get. Baruch Hashem! I came back for a visit a year later from Eretz Yisrael, and again I spoke. He was there, and I asked him, no? So he said, not only had he observed the resolution carefully, but much more than that. And he broke down and cried, Rebbe, it's so difficult though. So I had to do something to arouse myself to observe this. So what do? We play the tape of the Shmuas, and we did more than that. I got together with three more of my friends who are in business, and we began to learn Choshen Mishpat, the dinim of the business world. Not only theft, but how much profit am I permitted to make? And how much am I not permitted to make? And we observe it to the last iota of the letter of the law. I cannot go into it. I was overwhelmed. It means that a Jew can do Jew. It means that a Jew, if he decides and resolves, can become a new person. Tshuva is not outside the ability of man. Had it been outside our ability, there would be no commandment for it. Hashem Yisbarach commands us only what we can fulfill. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo bitrunyo im b'yosef. He does not rule over us in tyranny. He's not a tyrant. Hashem Yisborach, more than anyone else, he who has created us, knows the powers invested in man. And if he has commanded us, v'hispadu, do tshuva, it means that he knows that there isn't one of us who can't do tshuva, if only he would wish so. And if we have any doubts about it, this story that I've just told you should drive the point home. It only calls for a strong resolution. I intend to do it.
I shall do it, and I shall undertake ways and means that will strengthen my awareness and my consciousness of the necessity so to do. And then it will be done. It's important to know, important to observe. This is the beginning of our discussion of this mitzvah of tshuva, which should lead us in to the Yomim Anoroim, the Erste Slifes, then Rosh Hashanah, followed by Aseres and Tshuva, then Yom Kippurim, final day in this wonderful period of Jewish life, which makes it possible for a Jew to become Molei Simche in a Zman Simchaseinu that follows these wonderful days. Mechagas Yudis.